Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We've been discussing various methods that supermarkets use, restaurants use, kashrus organizations use in order to get us produce in a Shemitah year and beyond. And so far, we've discussed five possible methods. There are more, but so far we've discussed five. Two shiurim ago, we discussed obtaining produce from the sixth year. That's Shana Shishis, produce that was grown in the sixth year, not the seventh year. And we discussed Matzah Menutak, which is produce that is grown detached from the ground. And in the last year, we discussed three more options which are related to each other. One method is called Yevu Michutz Laaretz, produce imported from Chutz Laaretz. We discussed obtaining produce from the Arava region in Eretz Yisrael, because for the purposes of Shemitah, those areas do not have Kedusha. And finally, we discussed Yevul Nachri, produce that is grown in Israel, but grown on farms that are owned by non-Jews. And all of the methods that we have discussed so far, and all of the methods that we will discuss in the future, Mitzvah Hashem, they all have their advantages, and they all have their challenges. And in the last year, I said that I would discuss the challenges of Yevu Michutz Laaretz and Yevul Nachri. I said I would discuss the challenges of those methods. So by the way, I have to point out that I am not saying that one should not use these methods. Every method that we'll discuss, as I said, has advantages and disadvantages. So by raising the disadvantages, the challenges, I'm not trying to imply that we should not use these methods. I'm simply raising the issues so that we all can be aware of them and we can ask the appropriate questions to the poskim that we ask our questions to. So let's first start with Yevul Nachri. It's the method that we use, or some people use, to obtain produce in a Shemitah year. Yevul Nachri. Yevul Nachri, again, is produce that is grown in Israel, but grown on farms that are owned by non-Jews. Now, before beginning the challenges per se, I will say that when it comes to the Yevul Nachri option, again, produce grown on land in Eretz Yisrael, but on land that's owned by non-Jews, it's important to note that the status of produce like this is the subject of a major machlokes. I discussed this machlokes in a previous shiur. It's shiur number 14. And if you'd like me to send that shiur to you, please let me know. Or you can find it on YU Torah, and I can send you the link to that as well. But very, very briefly, as I mentioned in that shiur, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, the Beis Yosef maintains that produce grown on a field belonging to a non-Jew does not have Kedushas Shvis. Whereas the Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitirani, who died in 1585, disagrees. The Mabit holds that produce grown in a field in Israel belonging to a non-Jew does have Kedushas Shvis. So again, this is not a challenge per se, but it's important to remember. If you'd like to use Yevul Nachri as a method to obtain produce in a Shemitah year, just make sure to ask a Shaila regarding the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. However, there are indeed challenges specific to the Yevul Nachri method, and that is as follows. Again, I'm not saying you cannot rely on this method. I'm just saying we have to be aware of the challenges and ask the appropriate questions. So first of all, if I understand correctly, the market for Yevul Nachri is very profitable. And I understand that sometimes Jewish farmers sell their produce to Arabs, not their land, their produce to Arabs, in order to market that produce as Gentile produce. In other words, there are some farmers who sell their produce to Gentiles, and then those Gentiles sell to Jewish consumers. But the produce was actually grown on land owned by Jews, not by non-Jews. And sometimes, because of security concerns, it can be difficult to determine with absolute certainty that the produce comes not only from Gentiles, but from Gentile-owned land. In general, it's hard to oversee this kind of produce. Apparently, in the late 90s, there was an epidemic of hepatitis in certain communities, apparently caused by the contamination contained in vegetables grown by Arabs in untreated sewage water. And this is a long time ago. And there's no reason to be alarmed for that from that perspective. But it does indicate how hard it is to oversee produce of this nature. And when mashgichim are sent to oversee the harvesting, the packaging, etc., those mashgichim are the mashgichim and the lands are sometimes located in areas that are not so safe. So by purchasing Yevul Nachri products, we can be inadvertently placing people in uncomfortable or, God forbid, unsafe areas. So the oversight is very challenging. In addition, many areas of land in Israel have been illegally seized by Arabs and are not actually and are not halachically... Let's start again. There are many areas in Eretz Yisrael that have been illegally seized by Arabs, and they are actually and halachically owned by Jews. So there can be cases, and apparently there are indeed cases like this, where people thought they were buying Yevul Nachri products when they were in fact purchasing produce from land that is halachically owned by a Jew. In addition, there are people who maintain that buying Gentile produce in Eretz Yisrael strengthens the Gentile hold on land in Eretz Yisrael. I understand that what can happen is that because of the increase in demand for Yevul Nachri products, that results in an increase in production, which in turn increases water allocation for those lands. And this increase in production allows them to seize control of additional land even after the Shemitah year. I read that this is true not only of land, it's also true of the produce itself. For example, from 1993 until the year 2000, Arab farmers held a lockhold on the provision of cucumbers to the Israeli market. So again, it's just an example of some people who are concerned about buying Gentile produce, and these are some challenges that really are associated with the option of buying Yevul Nachri produce grown on land in Israel that's owned by non-Jews. And there's also some general challenges with all of the methods that involve produce from Chutz La'aretz or Yevul Nachri. Some people feel strongly that buying Gentile produce instead from Jewish farmers causes Jewish farmers to profit less or to lose money. And these Jewish farmers are often farmers trying to observe the halachos of Shemitah. And by buying from elsewhere, like imports or Yevul Nachri or whatever it is, we take away their parnasa. And similarly, many people are opposed philosophically to purchasing produce from farmers who may be anti-Israel. Obviously, not all Gentiles are anti-Israel, and not all Gentile farmers are anti-Israel. But there are farmers that are anti-Israel, and there are people who feel that by seeking out produce grown in Israel by people from land owned by the Palestinian Authority, for example, may inadvertently help strengthen people who are anti-Israel or chas v'shalom, even terrorist groups. Again, I have to say, not everyone agrees with the challenges I've discussed, and I must say again and again, I'm not saying that because of these challenges, these options are not viable. These are simply questions and issues that must be raised. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to be able to ask the right questions when we ask for a psak. Again, these are some of the challenges of the Yevul Michutz La'aretz or the Yevul Nachri methods to obtain produce in a Shemitah year. In the next year, in Mirtz Hashem, we will discuss yet another method to obtain produce in the Shemitah year. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.